Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today is a sunny day across much of Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa sees a few clouds. It's a warm day, perfect for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, JNS reports just in that four members of an Israeli family were killed in an Iranian missile strike. The missile hit their apartment building during an alert. Also, France 24 reports that at least four people died in Haifa after Iranian missiles struck the city earlier today. Also this hour, Ynet says former President Trump is pessimistic about the Iran deal. Israel awaits a green light from the U.S. to target Iranian infrastructure. Separately, the Jerusalem Post released footage of the IDF striking a petrochemical site in Shiraz. The site reportedly produced key missile-related chemicals. And finally, Israel Hayom notes, Iran rejects a ceasefire, Tehran demands hostilities end permanently and seeks sanctions relief. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago about sirens sounding in Bahrain following Iranian attacks. The account, Israel in South Africa, warns that Iran is weaponizing global energy by choking the Strait of Hormuz. They call it geopolitical blackmail. Al Arabiya English shares AP reports that 18 people died in an airstrike on Iran's Alborz province. State media provided the figures. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic missile strike on an Israeli family. JNS identified the victims as an elderly couple and their son and daughter-in-law. This attack highlights the ongoing dangers Israeli citizens face as tensions with Iran escalate. Turning to the situation in Haifa, where Iranian missiles caused devastation earlier, France 24 reports the strike left a residential building in ruins. Rescue efforts continue as authorities assess the damage. Meanwhile, former President Trump's stance on the Iran deal adds complexity. Ynet explains that Israel is waiting for the U.S. to approve actions against Iranian energy sites. This could shift the region's geopolitical dynamics. In earlier reporting, the Jerusalem Post detailed IDF operations against Iranian targets. The footage shows attacks on facilities producing missile components. This comes as part of a broader strategy to curb Iran's military capabilities. Finally, Iran's firm stance against a ceasefire poses challenges. Israel Hayom reports Tehran's demands for war reparations and sanctions relief. This could prolong regional instability and impact international negotiations. On the economic front, first, Walla highlights a Harvard study showing AI is causing cognitive overload in workplaces. The report warns of reduced focus and decision-making among employees. Separately, Mariv reveals that Israeli researchers have raised $24 million to develop a large-scale quantum computer. The startup Q Factor aims to create a machine with 1 million qubits. And finally, Globes reports Elbit Systems secured a $750 million deal with Greece for air defense systems. This strengthens security ties between the two nations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.